Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast for controversy and controversy and controversy.
The show is dripped in controversy.
Yes.
And delicious treats.
Yes, involving Oreos, involving cakes.
Blue ribbons.
Yes, and more.
Plus group therapy. She wants to date a serial cheater. Does that sound like a great idea?
All right. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Tomorrow is 99.7 DJX Day at the Kentucky State Fair. After the morning show, we'll be broadcasting from the fair. So if you're planning on headed there, make sure you stop out South Wing A, say hi, all that stuff. We're going to have prizes to win, chances for you to pick up stuff like the Hot Wheels Monster Truck tickets. I think you can even get in to win Bourbon and Beyond tickets. So a lot of stuff happening tomorrow. The thing that I will get into a little bit later, but the thing I want to see with my own eyes is the cake controversy that has been bubbling up underneath the surface.
The cake controversy.
I told you about it off the air yesterday.
Yeah.
There is a beautiful, beautiful cake that won Blue Ribbon. Persian Love Cake for the Your Favorite Cake category.
Okay.
It's beautiful. There's rose petals on it.
Wow.
It's got, it's a lovely, like, white, spongy looking cake.
Yeah.
It's got some pistachios on top. There's like an icing. It's beautiful. The controversy.
There's a detail they think is not there.
That it's a layer cake. It's not a layer cake.
No.
And that's the controversy. People are saying, why is this cake the blue ribbon when clearly it's not a layer cake?
And everything's got to be a layer cake, apparently, right?
Other people are saying, look, there's icing, there's pistachios,
yep,
there's cake, it's layered.
Oh, they're counting like the toppings.
Well, these are
a layer.
These are armchair defenders.
Gotcha.
Right? So there are people that want justice. There are people that are like, no, it's legit. It looks like a delicious cake. It needs to go. There are TikToks.
This is the cake they were questioning?
That's the cake that they were daring to question.
Well,
with no.
It doesn't need icing because it has gold.
It has icing. Look at it's.
And rose.
Listen, it's about subtlety.
Yeah. So there are TikToks. There are people that are up in arms about this thing. And if it's not a Kentucky State Fair without some sort of controversy.
Is it worse the fact that the baker is like, oh, it's so wild. No way I thought I'd win. First time competing in the state fair or anything. Is it a big deal?
Look,
is that worse?
Does that
make that worse for the people who do this every year and this is like their Super Bowl?
Does this compare to when the Ohio woman rolled in and won best cake a couple years ago?
Yeah, that is also, I think, that stings because it's the Kentucky
like,
State
Ohio.
Fair.
Ohio!
Exactly. You want a Kentuckian to win, and maybe especially someone who really, really wants to win.
Really wants to win.
Like, this is a goal of theirs.
I think
They've
anybody
been perfecting the recipe all year.
Yeah, I think anybody who enters
thing.
Probably wants to win. Really wants
or
to win.
This guy's like, is it a big deal that I won?
His name's Randy, by the way.
Randy.
So, anyways, what I want to see with my own eyes. I want to see with my own eyes.
But I'm talking to Randy. Randy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Randy.
The floor is yours, Kelly.
We don't say things like, is this a big deal when you win the blue ribbon at the Kentucky State Fair?
Yes, it's a big deal, Randy.
You make up some story that this is a long-lost family recipe and you always knew it was going to be a champion recipe cake.
I mean, honestly, it looks like a delicious cake.
It sure does.
I've had a Persian love cake before. They are delicious.
It looks like a work of art.
Yes. But people are hung up on.
Layers be damned.
And you know what? Maybe there is a layer and we just don't see the line.
It's like you're not sophisticated enough to see the layer.
Yeah, maybe we're not. That. Maybe we're too blue collar a cake eater.
Maybe we're too cut and dry black and white.
Yeah. Maybe we need to look with a little more nuance.
Maybe.
We'll get in.
What is it worse? Is that a big deal?
Of the controversies surrounding the cake division specifically.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the cake division controversy has happened
before.
Like I said.
About the cakes.
Like
yes.
I said, Ohio woman won a couple years ago. Huge controversy.
We were all against that.
Yes, of course we were.
100% all against that.
Go back to Ohio with your cake. Submit it to the Ohio State Fair.
Ohio State Fair is where you belong.
That's right. Submit it there. What, you couldn't win at the Ohio State Fair, so you had to come here and ruin it for us?
Wow.
Anyways.
So salty.
It's probably from someone from Cincinnati.
Probably. Oh, we hate Cincinnati.
Probably someone from Cincinnati. I hear it's lovely this time of year, though.
I love it when we wake up and choose violence.
Well, we're just scratching the surface, Kelly.
Oh.
Well, give us a couple hours to warm up to this.
Great. We're going to circle back.
We will. All right. Coming up next, it's a feel-good story.
Your loud upstairs neighbor may not be what they seem. It's a pretty great story of a new friendship.
Is it animal and human?
No.
Oh.
It's human and human.
Oh. Oh.
Much older human.
Oh.
Not that. Oh. No.
Oh, all right.
No.
All right. You said it was a feel good.
No,
so.
This is wholesome.
So, yeah, we do feel good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
This is wholesome. Starts off annoying. Your loud upstairs neighbor.
Hmm.
But then, you know, it may not be what you're seeing. You move in to L.A. apartment complex. Her name's Heidi. Discovered this noise above her was coming from 86-year-old Carol, who lives alone.
Okay.
With Parkinson's.
Okay.
After hearing Carol's story, Heidi decided she's going to start helping her out.
My first night was a little rough. Noisy neighbor above. It's your downstairs neighbor. Do you need anything?
This poor lady can barely get down the stairs. And I'm wondering what the bowling ball sound is. That's her walker.
Carol, you got family?
No.
Got no family here?
Ma'am. I've been alone for years.
Her quality of life, it's rough.
Still getting her AC units. He's replacing the carpet, putting a screen door in, and even a stove.
Heidi, deeply grateful for all you have done for me, and I love you dearly.
Mm.
Isn't that so sweet?
That is sweet.
So she started like helping Carol out, taking out the trash, cooking, contacting the landlord on her behalf about all the things that needed fixing around her house. And then she helped raise over $60,000 for her.
Wow.
All on social media. Just like sharing the Carol updates.
Oh.
It's like been a series that you can, follow. We've got it all for you at WDJX.com. What a sweet little thing. Like, she was moving to LA for a fresh start. Warmer weather.
Sure.
You know, divorce.
Yeah.
Getting over that.
Yeah.
And she moves into this apartment complex. And what is going on above? Sounds like a bowling ball
right.
above me.
Right.
That's Carol's walker.
Oh, I see.
And this poor woman, 86, dealing with Parkinson's, has nobody.
Aww.
And they've just become fast friends. And they hang out, they cook dinner together, and she's basically like now an adopted granddaughter.
It's like the Holiday, starring Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jude Law,
and Jack Black,
where Kate Winslet befriends the old
Hollywood producer yes.
next door, who's
yes.
like in his late 80s.
Right.
It's
just like that.
Like right out of a movie.
Yes. But it's Heidi and Carol.
Heidi and Carol.
And they're precious.
Okay.
Again, you can see their story at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJ. I think everybody wants to have passionate fan base, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. In order to be successful, have a successful brand, you need to have a passionate fan base.
Yeah, you want them to really care about the project.
Right, exactly. The DC Universe, just like the Marvel Universe, has very passionate fans.
Yes.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, you know, Green Lantern, all of them, the Justice League, that's part of the DC Universe. So when Lanterns, the series from HBO, started getting teased, that is a part of the DC Universe.
Yes.
People started speculating, throwing out possible spoilers and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is now turned into a setting the bar, Kelly.
Oh, no, that's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to sue bloggers for correctly guessing the plot of your show, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Warner Brothers has sent, like, cease and desist, takedown notice to several bloggers who were correctly guessing the plot details of the new HBO show, Lanterns.
Oh, wow.
Here is just a quick teaser.
Do you know who I am?
Your guardian. Founder of the Lanterns.
Yes.
I ask you a question.
This is when most candidates ask, why me?
Looks good.
I know exactly why me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, Warner Brothers and HBO, they started, like, sending these cease and desist to several, like, bloggers. Because they were piecing together the show's first episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Months early by just analyzing the publicly available materials, the teasers, things like that.
Wow.
Including casting announcements, promotional content, other things. So then they started, like, diving in. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this, 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 and this. And
Warner Brothers is like, hey, can you stop being so smart?
That's exactly right.
Oh, dang it. Are we that predictable?
Yeah, right.
Did we give too much of what we did?
So Warner Brothers was like, hey, it's violating copyright law. And legal journalists are like, you know what? It nothing's going to happen from this because
you guys put it out there.
Right, exactly. And it's that they're unlikely to pursue actual court action. So, but I think it's just hysterical that they're like, hey, you're actually getting it right.
Do you think Warner Brothers is like looking at Taylor Swift at all the Easter eggs that she likes to lay out for her fans?
And like, hey, we could do the same thing.
We could do that too.
And,
oh, wait, we gave too much away?
Oh, dang.
Oh, what, they know everything already? I mean, dang it.
I still think there is mystery in just saying, you know, just letting the spoilers be out there from fans.
Right.
And letting people discover that they're actually real or not.
You know?
But
I think as a fan, doesn't that make you feel like I am super extra special because I got it right?
Right. Right. So
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Instead, they're taking a hard line and going, no, you got it. You got it right.
Or maybe you just like don't reveal all your cards yet. Maybe you just keep posting like the eye emojis.
Well, maybe they were just thinking that they were being clever with their teasing.
Right. And then they realized we're not as clever as we thought.
Right. There are super sleuths in the audience that
then you just reward those super fans.
I know.
You guys are super extra special.
That's what you and I would do.
Yes. It's a good thing. This is all a good thing, Warner Brothers.
But it takes it to the setting the bar level when they threaten to sue and they get cease and desist. Right. Exactly. So again,
bless their hearts.
If you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to sue bloggers for correctly guessing the plot of your new show.
Hysterical. And the bloggers are all like, guys, we did it.
We did it. We did it. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Speaking of controversy, we go from superheroes to Oreo cookies.
Oreo Gate is going to be your favorite new show.
It's on social media. I was going to say it's a series right now on Instagram. I think there are 10 episodes deep.
And it's a mom chat.
Yeah. So we'll dive into that. A little social media drama on 99.7 DJX. The newest controversy is a series, a short story film documentary, if you will, of a group chat on Instagram over Oreo cookies.
It's called Oreo Gate. So this kind of roped me in, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Grab your snacks.
Okay,
so
fill us in.
This account called Ashley Jams.
Yeah.
It's an epic saga.
Mm-hmm.
Involves a mom group. The villain in our story is Michelle.
Why is she a villain?
Her five-year-old Ava isn't allowed to have unhealthy food.
Okay.
Michelle doesn't allow that in her house.
Right.
For some reason, the problem is Charlotte sending Oreos in her daughter Isla's lunchbox,
making
Ava feel left out.
Oh, no.
Have you all sent the email from school about lunchboxes? Just reading it now.
Okay, so this
so this is all set to songs.
Right.
Like, they have put the group chat into songs.
Okay.
And that's how the entire saga is told.
All right.
We encourage families to choose healthy options where possible, however. But what is included in each child's lunchbox is ultimately at the discretion of parents.
Okay,
yes.
So this is all different texts in a thread.
Yes. So the story has now 10 parts.
Oh, my God.
Now 10 parts. Ava gets a little taste of the Oreo. Then by part 5, Ava is placing orders for Oreos with her friends.
Seems pretty clear to me. I've seen it. I'm actually quite disappointed.
Why?
They said parents decide what goes in their own child's lunch.
Yes.
They've also specifically said they encourage healthy options. So clearly, they agree with what I was saying.
Okay. Yes, okay, wow. So Michelle sent a letter to the school.
Wow.
Trying to get the school to say, listen, only healthy snacks are allowed.
Quit packing
you
Oreos in your kid's
send
lunch.
Oreos, but the school's just like,
wow. Yeah,
no, we're
like,
going to leave that up to the parents to decide whatever
their discretion.
They're sending with their kids.
Just tell your kid not to worry about it.
And Michelle is just highly disappointed. First of all, and the school is not backing her up. Second of all, that her fellow moms in the group chat are not abiding by her wishes to please stop sending Oreos because it's making Ava feel left out.
Michelle!
Encouraged. They basically politely said I can pack the Oreos.
That's your interpretation.
I just think if the school is encouraging healthy eating, parents should respect that.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
Wow.
They're not. Part 6.
Wait, part 6?
Next level, because Michelle goes to the school.
Oh, no.
Looks through Isla's lunchbox.
Wait, who's Isla?
Charlotte's daughter. Charlotte's daughter.
Okay.
So Michelle is going and looking through another child's lunchbox, searching for the contraband Oreos.
Get out of here.
Finds them.
Get out of here.
Doesn't take them, but just sees that they exist. Unhinged. Part 8 is the side chat without Michelle because, of course, you're going in the comments, and that's fantastic there, too. And everyone's like, why is Michelle still in the group chat? Well, there's a side group chat where they're talking about that, where, you know, Charlotte now is hatching Operation Oreo, where all the moms are going to send in
Charlotte
Oreos for their kids for peak pettiness.
Has the kid... Who
Charlotte,
has the Oreos,
yes.
who
Isla
is at
been,
the center of
yes,
this.
Yes,
okay,
Isla
gotcha.
Has been bringing in the Oreos, which has been making Ava feel upset. And then Ava was all like, oh, you know, could I have one? And I was like, sure, because they like to share with their friends.
Right.
Well, now Ava has tasted the sweet nectar
tasted
of the Oreo,
Oreos and
now
has realized she's been missing out.
Now we're placing orders. She's all like, yes.
I think the email was probably a rare way of ending this debate. I just find it interesting that some people are focusing only on the part of the email that suits them.
Aren't you doing exactly that?
Also, just FYI, there are 3 Oreos in her today.
Seriously?
They're from my daughter,
Michelle. It's not a protest.
At this point, it
honestly feels deliberate.
Wow.
It feels deliberate. And listen, Charlotte has amped it up with double stuff. She's sending double stuff.
So she's
Oreos
poking
now.
The bear a little bit.
Yes, and now Ava has resorted to stealing Oreos from her friends. Like, we've created a little bit of a monster.
So Ava, the kid who's been denied Oreos and sweet treats all her life, has now tasted the sweet nectar of Oreos.
She went
and
from
has...
being sad to, oh, she's been gifted an Oreo, and oh, that's really sweet, and oh, could you bring me another one, to now she's just taking them.
I cannot believe we are on day 5 of
Oreos.
Yeah, actually, so 4.9 million people and more counting.
Yes. some of the comments. Is Michelle aware 4.9 million people have tuned in for OreoGate? Let Charlotte know. We all ride at dawn. We're bringing Oreos. I'm packing double stuff, sending four packs per house on DoorDash.
So I feel like
I'm so invested in this now.
I feel like everybody is on Ava's side, and let the kid eat some Oreos.
What does Michelle have against Oreos?
They're vegan, for goodness sakes.
So, more comments. I'm so invested. Ava knows what she's doing. All moms need to buy Oreos. Put some extra in. See how many Ava ends up with. Michelle, Ava ate 27 Oreos at lunch today. Poor Ava's going to end up in therapy when she's older with an Oreo addiction. Please have a group Halloween costume where every child is dressed as an Oreo, but adults are a mix of lunchboxes and an Oreo packet, but Charlotte is a mobile phone with a Snapchat of this chat on it.
Oh, wow.
I think Oreo should get involved and send the entire class a variety platter. I wonder if Michelle has nightmares of being buried alive under an avalanche of Oreos. The latest group, part 10, side chat, is now theories of why Michelle hates Oreos so much.
Stephanie texts us, OMG, I just heard about OreoGate last night. Definitely my new favorite thing.
Yes!
Dr. Aaron texts in, I saw part one. Now I got to watch them all.
You have to watch them all.
Yes. Laura texts in, I'm so invested. I have adult children and need this type of ridiculousness in my life. Team Charlotte.
I think we're all Team Charlotte.
Angie's texting in.
I don't know if you can find anyone that's Team Michelle.
I really want Oreos now. I'll buy Ava some Oreos.
Yes!
Trina's rolling in double stuff. I've got mega stuff. Yes.
It's so fantastic. Because, you know, every reel is going to show you all the text messages.
Well, and
they are phenomenal.
And anybody who has been on a group chat with other parents, whether it be sporting function, cheerleading, dance, school, PTO, knows that there is one or two rogue parents that just are always A, confused.
Yes.
B, always mad.
Yes.
C, always have something to complain about.
Michelle just doesn't understand why she can't craft the world around her daughter. She's just flabbergasted way that all these other moms will not join in solidarity and stop sending in the Oreos so that her sweet, sweet Ava doesn't feel left out.
Well, I'm happy that that Ava has now tasted the sweet nectar of Oreo cookie.
No, she's going to have to go into rehab. She is like, now she's resorting to stealing them.
Yeah.
She stopped like just asking. She's just now taking.
We'll post on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see some of the sagas there. But yes, like we said, they're like 10 reels deep. In this saga.
I mean, you need to watch all of them.
Yeah.
Grab snacks, might I suggest Oreos, and enjoy.
At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.70JX. So yeah, we do feel-good stories every hour on 99.70JX. Just to show you, good does happen in the world. Kelly K.
Now this one's a little bittersweet.
Okay.
After 31 years in education, a former high school teacher in Ohio was asked to step down for what he did for a student.
Mm.
CBS's David Begnaude had the story of Rob Burnside. He was a principal of Lakota East High School in Ohio when he met Darius, who goes by Dee Dee. Dee Dee's home life was not ideal.
Sure.
So his mom, it wasn't a safe place for him to live with her. His dad had some issues. So a lot of times he was sleeping in his car.
Oh, gosh.
And after the school got a letter saying his mom had a new address outside the school district, Dee Dee wasn't allowed to be enrolled in that school anymore.
Oh, gotcha.
And that's where Mr. Burnside stepped in and offered him a place to stay.
He said, you know, God, if this is your will for this young man to be in our home, you know, make it clear. And like 5 minutes later, my phone buzzes and I look at it and it's a message from him. Hey, Mr. Burnside. And I grab it and I look at my wife and say, I think we just got our answer. Then I was given a letter putting me on leave. I made the decision that was better for my family.
And I think about it now. It's like, I don't know how I'm here. I just don't know. At first I was in a cold car, barely eating, barely getting to school, just trying to be a good person.
Mm.
Yes. And then Mr. Burnside, you know, invited him into his family.
Yeah.
So he was actually allowing him to continue going to school against the district
which was
rules.
Against the rules, right?
And
okay,
because
got
of
it.
That, the district decided he wasn't fit to be a leader and asked him to step down. And with the blessing of Dee Dee's mom, Rob and his wife, you know, became his legal guardians.
Okay.
And welcomed him into his family with no regrets, even though he lost his career, like no other school will hire him as a principal in the area.
Teachers do so much.
They do.
Teachers do so much.
And Rob and his wife had already adopted two other children, and then they add in Dee Dee. Now they've got seven adult kids,
okay.
And Dee Dee did graduate from high school, and now he wants to be an aviation mechanic.
Nice.
And again, Rob said no regrets. He would have still done the same thing despite losing his career over it. I mean, you go into the comments, everyone's just like, where is the GoFundMe for this man?
Right, right, sure.
So hopefully something like that will
yeah,
happen.
Hopefully and there'll be a silver lining for all this.
Yeah, this
right.
spotlight will turn something up for Rob career-wise. You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
So our listener Kimberly is starting to develop feelings for someone in her friend group. However, she's thinking her friends are going to say, yo, red flag, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. First
Hi.
Of all, love listening to you guys.
Aw, thank you.
I'm a bit obsessed. And if I can't hear your show, I feel like I'm missing out on something.
Oh.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Thank
Anywho,
you.
I need some help here. A little backstory. I've known Ethan for a few years.
Okay.
We run in the same friend group. I know he has cheated on his last three serious relationships because he hasn't really tried to hide it. And his dating life always seems to be a train wreck.
Okay.
I say all this to say I've noticed I've started to develop feelings for him. I know what you're going to say. A cheater is always a cheater. But what if that's not true and he just hasn't found the right person yet?
Gotcha.
Anyway, I haven't really talked to my friends about it because I know they'll all try to warn me.
Uh-huh.
And I should probably listen to them, LOL. But I can't shake this.
Uh-huh.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants.
Isn't that what you say, Ben? Is this possible or can people like this change? Thanks so much. I'll be listening.
Interesting. I would, you know, look, there is a poet amongst us who in times like this we like to turn to.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
I think the key thing that we need to know is, does Ethan know how much he's cheated? And does he feel bad about it? And does he want
does
to
he
not cheat on a girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's, I feel like, a piece of the puzzle that
could
be useful here.
I mean, maybe. I mean, but we can speculate. What I would say to Kimberly is, why not try, but just protect your heart a little bit and know that that's how it could wind up for you.
Okay. Yeah.
That, I don't know. That's...
Well, and also the other factor, are you getting vibes from him that he's interested in you as well? Because she says she's developed feelings.
Yeah.
She hasn't mentioned they're doing a flirty exchange.
I would assume based on what she's described as Ethan's past, he would probably be interested.
Oh.
I'm just saying
okay.
He's probably got...
Okay.
Oh, she's interested,
Like, have they had talks?
And see, I don't know. She hasn't said
like,
that.
He's, like, confessing, so, listen, yeah. I just haven't found the right girl. Like, I know I can be faithful when I find the right person. Has he said anything like that? Again, there's a lot of things that are unclear.
Got a text from Dr. Aaron who said, one is a mistake, two is a choice, three is a habit.
Oh.
So there's a pattern there.
Mm.
Interesting
yeah.
thing to think about. And again...
Like, he does he even know how
I'm not,
to
I'm
not,
not
cheat?
Saying don't pursue it, but I'm just saying maybe you need to know what you're getting into before, and it sounds like you do, but like...
Oh, she knows.
And honestly, I don't even know why she reached out to us, because I feel like
She's going to do what she's going to do.
She's wanting us to say, yes, go for it,
well,
which I kind of am.
I do feel like, first of all, I need to know, are you getting vibes that make you think that he'd be open to dating you?
Let's assume that, yes, she is.
Okay. Second of all, do you think that he has a desire to be a one woman man.
That's a maturity level that we don't know the answer
right.
to yet.
Like he, for as far as you know, he could be like, whatevs.
I've sowed my oats. I'm ready to settle down.
Or I'm still going to keep sowing.
All right. 502-795-1997. Have you been able to change a quote cheater?
Or guys, have you been this way and it did take just
one,
the right
woman person, right,
to lasso you and lock it down?
That's right. Tame that wild stallion.
Tame the stallion.
502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Group therapy, that's what we do on 997DJX. Kimberly really wants to kind of date this guy, Ethan, who has had a checkered past.
He's kind of cheated on the last three relationships, at least, that we know about.
At least that she knows about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she says it's always been kind of a train wreck as far as his dating life is concerned, but
she's
nonetheless...
She's developing feelings.
Her heart, she's almost like, I think he just needs me.
It's just he just needs the right woman, right? Like, it's almost as if he's a little bit of a project.
Listen, there is no one saying go for it.
No.
The only person who said go for it is me.
Right.
So I don't know what that means.
Karen, the good kind, says, is this a physical feeling or mind-heart feeling? So
yeah.
Many questions. We need more information. Is she the type that wants to fix the world and save all the kittens?
Yeah. Hey, look.
He might be a kitten. Kittens
and dogs need adopting.
Sure.
Yes.
And maybe she's, again, looking at him as a project that I can fix that.
Yeah. Brittany rolls in and says, I promise you, as someone who was like, I can fix him.
Mm.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Go for it if you feel you must. But you are practically guaranteed heartache and might as well go ahead and prepare for that. Well, that's kind of what I said. I said, look, do what you need to do. But know that's how it will probably end.
It may play out predictably based on what happened in the past.
You must be a person who craves chaos.
Yeah.
Melanie says, so you hang with a walking red flag and you still got to question what is the right thing to do? Good grief. Yes, go for it.
Oh, see? Melanie says go for it.
Listen.
My
whole point in saying this is I don't think we're going to convince you.
No. Well, Todd says she needs to go for it, but keep your eyes out on him. I was that cheater, but have found the right woman, and I no longer cheat. Okay, so
see,
Todd
there is, one.
Is the example. It says, I just needed to find the right match. And
yeah.
Then that desire went away.
All you need to do is find the person to tame the stallion inside.
People can change.
Okay.
So maybe that's it. I feel like she's never going to get the what if out of her mind if
unless
she tries to give it a shot. But
right.
Then just don't be upset.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
if you become like another notch.
Yeah.
And it ends up the same way.
You do what you got to do, but I would keep your heart protected at least.
Right.
For a period of time.
Cece says, just remember, not all projects get A's for effort. And Mary Jane's like, well, maybe he's better off as a friend with benefits. Don't get your heart tangled up.
Well, that gets messy too.
Right.
So,
1,000%. You can go
right.
in being like,
yeah,
not
right.
about feelings.
Right. And then all of a sudden, it's about feelings.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Kimberly.
But see, Todd's rolling in saying that can happen. That could very well be he's the one case.
There's your green light.
That's right. And maybe that's it. Maybe this guy just needs the right woman and maybe she's it.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
That's just in the past.
That's right.
You could
Thank
be forging
you.
A new path for him.
That's right. Tony Melito, the poet of our generation with the sound words there.
Keep us posted. We're all invested, though.
All right, there's group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I mean, we might as well do dude knowledge, right?
Might as well
do dude knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, 502-7... What's our phone number? 795-1997.
That's it. That's the one.
I was going to give my own cell phone. which begins with a 7 too. I was like, wait a minute, what's hang on,
yes,
what's
let's
ours?
Call Ben's cell.
Call myself.
You have given your phone number out on the air
I have.
In the history of you being on this station.
Yes. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll do dude knowledge, see how well you do coming up on 997DJX. Ben and Kelly, 997DJX. All right, let's do some dude knowledge. Introduce you to Dr. Aaron calling us from Crestwood. Hi there, Dr. Aaron.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Dr. Aaron's 5'3", is brown, shiny, and bouncy hair, is a pediatrician, has two Frenchies. So that's fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
They're like pugs.
Yeah, they're not like pit bulls, who I have a pit bull, and right. He is insane. But Frenchies, beautiful dogs.
Love the ears.
Yes. Dr. Aaron, we were playing Dude Knowledge, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, she's like, cut to the chase. I got patience. I got patience to get to. All right, here we go. You can always ask Kelly for help on one of these. Question one. This is multiple choice. What does a tachometer measure? A, wind speed. B, engine rotation speed. Or C, braking distance. Tachometer.
I'm going to go with B.
B, engine rotation speed is correct.
Yes!
Good job. One for one.
And practically a mechanic.
That's right. Next one.
Right.
Dude knowledge. What type of sport uses a scrum to restart play? What sport?
A scrum.
A scrum, yes. You've heard the phrase before, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I've heard of the scrum. From.
Kelly is just giving me a dumbfounded look.
I was 10 years old when I heard that term.
I'm going to go with...
Oh, sorry.
Badminton.
That was premature. I was also thinking badminton.
It's still
is
wrong.
It
sorry.
That
no.
Bowling was my second choice. No.
Sorry, no.
Is it hockey?
No, gosh, no.
Is it pool?
No.
Oh. Is it pickleball?
It is rugby.
Oh, rugby.
Rugby, yes.
Rugby.
From Friends.
Of course. Oh, yes, from Friends. Yes, rugby.
Hang on. Yep. I'm going to need our guy, Peanut Gallery, to chime in. Did you know anything about rugby?
Of course. Every guy knows a scrum is from rugby.
Uh-huh.
Next question. I sense tone there, Aaron. This is a multiple choice. What is a fifth wheel in relation to trucks? What is a fifth wheel? Is it A, the spare tire under the truck bed? Is it B, the steering wheel mechanism? Or is it C, a hitch coupling used to connect a semi-trailer? What is a fifth wheel?
C.
C? You're right.
See, I was roped in with the spare tire part.
I know.
Like, of course.
I know. You're
it's
like,
spare
obviously,
tire.
It's the spare tires. Obviously. good job. All right. Next question. Dude knowledge. What would you use a tap and die set to do? What's a tap and die set? What's that used to do?
Tagging Kelly.
Make holes in belts.
That's close. Mm. Incorrect.
No?
Yeah. Sorry.
What is it for? Is it
it's
for, like,
to cut or repair screws. All right?
Oh.
Like
cut
screw threads. So like if you're trying to make screw threads and stuff like that, it's a tap or die set.
I feel like you could
a
also
die is on
tap holes in belts and then dye it whatever color you want.
That's
no?
not it.
No,
sorry,
not
Kelly.
It.
Last question. Listen, Dr. Aaron's got patients that are waiting. We need to get through this.
Okay,
all right, here we
sorry.
Go. How
I can't dispute everyone.
I know. Kelly's sitting here trying to take us off course. Dr. Aaron, do you understand? This is what I do every single day. I try to keep this show on track, and Kelly tries to derail it every single day.
I'm good at that.
Somebody has to be in charge.
How many total players are on the ice for one team during a standard ice hockey game? How many players?
For one team.
One team, not both. One team.
I have a friend that plays ice hockey.
Don't you wish you could ask that friend?
I do. Damn it, Steven, where are you?
Dang it, Steven! We need Steven to enter the chat right now!
All right, I need an answer.
7.
Give us a number. 7? 7?
Seven?
Seven.
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 Sounds, yes.
7!
That sounds like it's the
right
number. I've never counted hockey players.
It's 6.
I don't know.
Oh, it's only 6?
It's
oh,
6. So yeah, you were close. Oh! You were close.
Wow.
Well, Dr. Aaron, the good news is you're a doctor. The bad news is you're only 40% due today. But nonetheless, we're still going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Okay, yay!
Yay!
Lynette's rolling in. Ben, speak for yourself. I bet not everyone knows all those questions. You're only asking questions you know. No, Lynette.
This is dude knowledge.
He looked them up.
I'm a dude.
Did you
That's
know all
the
these?
Name of the game. Yes,
you just
I did.
Bought these out of your brain. You didn't look any of this
See,
stuff
See, Sean texts in, love me a good scrum with the boys.
Oh.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Uh-huh. All right. All right. Dr. Aaron, hang tight. We're going to hook you up, all right?
Love me a good scrum with the boys.
Love me a good scrum with the boys.
Oh, Tony knows what it was because
of
Friends. It's an episode
yes!
where he gets
That's what Dr.
Red
Aaron
Ross.
Even referenced.
Yeah.
Okay, quit trying to add controversy where there is none.
I still protest everything that
I know
just
you
happened.
Protest everything I do. All right, there you go. Do knowledge. 99.7 DJX. BT Dubs, we're going to have more of those tickets for the Usher Raymond Chris Brown R&B tour.
And his clone. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Coming up all this week on 99.7 DJX. So the LMPD got a weird call the other day. Okay. They got a call about reports of an aggressive turtle.
An aggressive turtle.
Near College and Second. So they were dispatched. They discovered a large tortoise enjoying an unauthorized walk around the neighborhood and apparently being aggressive. The officers posed with said turtle. It's not Spike. I don't think it's Spike.
It's not Spike.
Yeah.
Spike's
but
famous.
Famous. But this turtle is huge. Wave has the story. And they posed for a photo. They brought out a set of handcuffs and gave him a warning. I don't know if the turtle heeded the warning or not.
It's like, all right, cool. I will find another place to roam. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, they got a little video of the turtle just eating the grass.
I'm just getting a snack.
Guys, chill out.
This sound like a happening place to be. I'm just turtling.
I will say that this turtle is large, so when this turtle finds love, it will sound like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'll definitely have that
That's
sort of sound.
That's what he's doing. He's just trolling, looking for Mrs. Turtle.
He's looking for Mrs. Turtle, maybe.
I mean, you know?
Maybe. You never know. Everybody needs a partner.
Everybody needs
turtle
love.
Just needs a partner. LMPD went on this dispatched to a call about an aggressive turtle.
And maybe he was just cranky because he wasn't finding Mrs. Turtle.
Yeah.
And people are disturbing snack time.
I'm telling you.
And called the cops on him.
Sometimes when you have that heart, you see like a turtle trying to cross the road and you're like,
yes.
Oh my gosh, buddy, you're
right.
Going to get hit.
Yes, my husband has saved, I think, 9 turtles so far.
Yeah, so I have, I've done several myself.
They're all like the box turtles, the little ones.
You got to be careful about the big snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Because those suckers have necks that are way longer.
Unexpected.
Than you anticipate.
They
so when
are
you
unexpected.
Pick them up to grab them,
yeah.
You got to like pick them up by the back of the shell.
Right.
Because they will stretch their neck out and they will get you.
That is always going to be shocking.
That is it always shocks me how long their neck is.
Right, yes.
So that's why I make it a rule to never help turtles anymore.
Okay. Well, you get one snapping turtle, just shut it down for everybody. He just wants his Mrs. Turtle, that's all.
He just wants to find love.
The shell is rocking, don't come a-knocking.
Listen, we don't know what the sex of this turtle is.
We don't.
But,
it could be a Mrs. Turtle looking for a Mr. Turtle.
We don't know. We don't know. So anyways, that is in the news.
So did they relocate the turtle just like...
They said...
Let him keep on keeping
they
on.
They sent him away with a warning.
Oh, they sent him away. Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't know where do you drop off turtles?
You... Shifting gears.
Oh.
You... ready to be done.
I was still in the weeds with the turtle. I just want to know
we got to move on. We got to move on. We can't stay. Right. We can't stay in the turtle world. Kelly's like, I want to marinate in the turtles a little bit more. There's more to still discuss. It says sent away with a warning.
Okay.
Sent away.
All right.
Are you ready for controversy and scandal? Controversy and scandal.
That's what we love about the Kentucky State Fair.
Surrounding the Kentucky State Fair, they're your favorite cake submissions again. So we'll tell you, we'll fill you in on why there was controversy the last time. And why there's
Randy might be making it worse.
And why Randy is now the center.
He might be stoking the flames a little bit on this one. Maybe.
All right, so that's all coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Controversy and scandal.
That's what you love about the Kentucky State Fair.
That's why you keep coming back, everyone.
Absolutely.
Listen, it all involves the Your Favorite Cake contest, okay? So, dripped in controversy yet again in 2026. Now, if you'll recall, there was controversy in this category several years ago when someone rolled in from Ohio and won.
Like, you're an outsider, what are you doing? Go to your own state
Go
fair.
Go back to Ohio. They have the Ohio State Fair. Enter it there.
We were all collectively against that, weren't we?
Yes, of course.
We
and it's like, you know what? Look, you couldn't win at the Ohio State Fair, so you had to come to the Kentucky State Fair and enter your cake.
Yeah.
I bet it was terrible. Probably someone from Cincinnati.
Probably. You have a long-standing feud with that city.
I can't stand that they got the Ferris wheel.
Still hung up on that.
Listen.
Never not going to be mad about it.
If there's one thing that I don't do, forget grudges.
All right, great.
Yeah.
It's a great quality.
Thank you.
It's a great quality. Back to the cakes.
Yes, so that was several years ago. Ohio woman comes in and wins our beloved Your Favorite Cake contest at the Kentucky State Fair.
Why is Randy making people mad this year?
So now Randy rolls in with a delicious, beautiful,
looks like a work of art,
Persian love cake. It's got roses on it.
Ooh.
People are making TikToks about it.
Oh, this is the cake they were questioning?
That's the cake that they were daring to question.
Yeah.
You're daring to question this cake? Why are they questioning
Listen,
it?
Listen, Randy's Persian love cake has hints of cardamom.
Yeah.
Almond, rose, topped with rose petals.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a work of art.
It looks beautiful. What's the problem?
There's pistachios. The problem is that apparently the Your Favorite Cake contest, which Randy won the blue ribbon.
Oh.
First prize.
Top prize, yes.
Yes, coveted.
Yes.
In these parts.
Yeah.
Part of the submission process is it needs to be a layer cake. And that's where everyone's hung up.
Oh, is they're that like, I'm looking at the slice and I'm seeing one layer.
It looks like, to the layman, to us who don't know the culinary expertise of a baker, that it looks like just one layer.
Looks like just one layer.
It
Are
does.
They counting the toppings as like another layer? Is that the technicality he's sneaking by on?
The people who are rolling in to defend Randy and his beloved Persian cake are
Work
saying, look, there's cake, there's icing, there's pistachios, layers.
Oh, okay, so they are counting
and
the toppings.
And there are other people who are saying, nay, nay.
Yeah.
There needs to be considered a layer of cake, icing, and then another layer of cake.
Yes, I think that's how we all define layers, don't we?
Who are you bringing into we?
I'm just saying, rules are rules,
Who
right?
are you bringing into we?
Are you, wait, are you on team let it slide? I'm going to count the toppings as a layer? Or
I
are
don't...
you team it's got to be cake, icing, cake?
Kelly?
Where do you stand? You need to pick a side.
I am going
to... Are you team Randy or are you team rules?
Kelly... I haven't seen this with my naked eye yet. I have only
seen the pictures. That's
I have
a very
only
good
seen the
shot
the pictures. Yes, the pictures on.
Looks like it's from a magazine.
Listen, it's Reddit is rolling in there, going, "Ah, we protest!
Yeah.
Which, of course, they're going to do. But
is,
yeah.
Is Randy making it worse, though?
Okay, so you seem to think Randy is making it worse by his...
I feel like Randy's poking the bear.
I won!
He's like, never in a million years did I think I was going to win. This is the first time he's ever competed in the state fair or anything. He says, and I quote, is it a big deal? And you see, I think that's where we're poking the bear a little bit, because for some people, this is their Super Bowl. Like, for people who enter every year, who maybe spend the entire year perfecting their recipe for the next competition, they see that blue ribbon as, like, the Super Bowl trophy,
yes!
Right? And then Randy rolls in,
yes!
There's this one layer of cake, and it's all like, oh, is this a good thing that I won a blue ribbon?
Listen, I don't want to poo-poo Randy's cake, because Randy's cake looks delicious.
It looks
I have had a Persian love cake. They are delightful.
Okay.
They are delicious.
I'm going to take your word on for that, because I've never enjoyed a slice of that in my mouth.
So, I'm just saying, he could be like, maybe there's... I don't know. Maybe they're to the naked eye. Again, to the naked eye.
To
the untrained eye.
Mm.
Because you and I are not bakers.
No, we're not.
I have baked a cake.
Yeah. I have baked a cake.
Heated one up.
From a box.
It's fine. That's still baking.
Follow instructions.
That's fine.
On the box, which
and
I think is probably against the rules too. It's got to be original from scratch recipe.
Yes, it does.
I'm assuming.
It does.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And you have to provide the ingredients and all that stuff. But yes, that is this is dripped in controversy. And,
by the way, there is a texter wants to remain anonymous because it's just, I've got the blue ribbons to defend. It's in the rules. Indiana and Ohio can compete in the fair. There are subgroups where they can request Kentucky residents only. No one likes this rule except Indiana and Ohio.
Right, right. This is terrible.
Okay.
Another person says it was layered singularly.
Oh. Oh, listen, are we going to debate semantics?
Another commenter, pitchforks at the ready. All true patriots report to their assigned locations. This is not a drill.
We ride at dawn for second place.
But if you see second place is very... Now, listen, if you happen to be the person who baked the cake that has three layers.
Yeah.
It has three layers. Second place, but it is very boring. It is brown boring.
What do you mean brown boring?
I mean
that brown delicious
and boring. Brown frosting, brown cake,
delicious,
boring.
Okay, in total there are 34 entries apparently, including a strawberry covered chocolate cake, one inspired by peanut butter s'mores, a purple cake made with coconut, and ube?
Listen, this drips of the like good old boy judging.
Okay, so you know? Morgan of Lexington placed second. She has the espresso martini cake. Is that the one you're throwing shade at?
Yes.
The espresso martini cake.
Yeah.
There may be
Morgan,
more to the innards than
just
the outers.
I feel better about throwing Morgan under the bus because she's Lexington. She's not going to be hearing this.
Okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
So Morgan's cake, I'm sure it was delicious, but it looks boring. It's
okay.
It's about presentation.
All right.
And Randy's cake.
Right.
Presented perfectly.
Okay. Listen, I feel like you're looking at the wrong second place cake, because there's a picture of it and it's a white outer layer and it's like espresso brown on the inside.
I don't know.
But it's just kind of just a smooth, there is really not a lot of decorations, just the smooth icing around
I'm just
it.
Saying.
But it's more of the white.
It's
and then you open it up, it's the brown espresso inside.
All I'm saying is it is very, it's steeped in controversy. And so we don't, if you want to contest it, it's $500.
Oh, wow. Well, no one's
going to
do that, right?
So here's the thing. We're just going to accept that Randy is the winner.
We'll just throw shade on social media about it. Is that our plan? We're just
going to
get mad about it on social media and sound off about it.
That's what the controversy is all about.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Listen, it's a work of art. It looks
amazing. I can't wait to see it with my naked eyes.
Okay, so that's where we're making a beeline for that tomorrow when it's our day at the State Fair.
100%.
So if you don't see us in South Wing A, where we're supposed to be posted up, it's Ben's hunting down this blue ribbon cake.
Yeah.
That's all the controversy.
That's right.
Okay.
Minimum two layers.
But just let's just put a little blanket note out there, though. If you happen to win the coveted blue ribbon.
Yes.
Maybe we don't say, there's already controversy surrounding your entry, mm-hmm. we don't say, oh, is this a big deal that I won?
Because it most certainly always is.
It's going to poke the bear even more.
Fair tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Saw this on Reddit. What would be the Louisville equivalent of this? And it was a question of successful couples by city. Like successful couples. Like, for example, New York City, finance bro plus a trust fund girl equals successful couple. DC, consultant plus a lawyer, successful couple. LA, a producer plus a Pilates instructor equals successful couple.
Wow. Okay.
Chicago, Big Ten fraternity alum, Big Ten sorority alum, successful couple.
That's a match made in heaven.
Right. Boston, biotech guy, Harvard grad student, successful couple. Nashville, former SEC fraternity guy, plus a nurse.
This is an odd little trend.
It is. So what would be the Louisville equivalent of a successful couple?
Radio personality, realtor. Successful couple.
There you go. Another salaried Ford employee, nurse, successful couple.
Okay.
Trinity St. X bro, Sacred Heart Assumption girl.
There it is.
Successful couple.
1,000%.
Private school guy, private school girl.
Sure.
Humana, other one is a lawyer.
Yes.
Successful couple. This is the Louisville equivalent of this.
I like all of that. I think everyone roll in on the text line with your couple dynamic, and we'll add to the list.
Right. Someone else said, yeah, real estate agent, UPS pilot.
Yes.
Successful couple.
See, there you go. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Trinity High School grad, mm-hmm. Sacred High School girl.
Yes.
Successful couple.
There it is. Hashtag couples goals.
What is the Louisville equivalent for a successful couple here in this city? I thought that was kind of funny, just to kind of speculate.
Super cute. Radio personality and...
Violinist.
Violinist, professional musician / Starbucks barista.
Yeah, could be that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hipsters... with serial killer glasses.
Oh.
Both, yes. In the service industry, successful,
yes.
Couple.
Green belt warehouse worker, JCPS teacher. Yes.
Okay, yeah,
like
there
that.
You go.
Yes. Electrician, stay-at-home mom.
See, there you,
yes.
go.
Yes.
See, that is a successful couple Louisville. Thoroughbred horse owner and realtor.
Yes.
See, there you go.
There it is.
There it is.
I like that.
So what's the saying? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
That's the saying.
That's the saying. It's 99.7 EJX. This is setting the bar story, though, Kelly.
An example of what not to do.
Right. So that's a rule. Unless apparently you're on camera, then that money you found on the ground is not yours, and now you're the star of our setting the bar story.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to play finders, keepers when you're at a Walmart, you're doing okay. Poor dude just found $30 laying on the ground, picked it up, was like, oh, that's kind of cool. He was just shopping at Walmart.
Are you supposed to turn in cash?
So
how do you prove who that was?
Well, cameras, oh. Because then the person apparently came back and said, oh, I dropped some money.
Did anybody turn it in?
Right. And they're like, well, where'd you drop it? They're like, I don't know. And so they go back, they look at the cameras, and they see...
oh,
this guy.
That's where the money fell out.
Pocketing the money without alerting store employees. So literally, they get the police involved.
Over $30?
And the guy was like, okay, here.
Sorry.
And so the original owner was going to press charges, but then was like, oh, okay, I got my $30 back. I guess we're good.
Wow.
That's why this is a setting the bar story.
Okay. Some people might be like, oh, all right, I've blessed someone.
Yeah. I mean, this person maybe obviously needed that $30.
Maybe.
And so was willing to go to those lengths to get it back, and then got it back and was like, you know what? No harm, no foul.
But a good note that maybe if you do find
that's just maybe
cash
a little
on the floor, let's turn it into somebody like, hey, if anybody comes to customer service and says, did anybody turn in some cash,
Kelly,
that was found on the floor?
I know you're saying that right now, but in my head, even hearing you say that, unless it's in a wallet, I'm keeping it.
That's what you're doing. You're keeping it. Well, you're just like this guy. You could be ending it. This could be your face.
This could be my face.
We could Photoshop your face on this guy's body in the security footage.
I think it's all he was just shopping.
He was just like, oh, this is cool.
Look at that. And that was like when I was jogging several years ago.
Yes.
And on a curb,
yeah,
I saw a $100 bill.
The difference between you and this guy, no cameras around.
No cameras. So did I actually take the $100?
You did.
I mean, I did, but like...
Sucks to suck. That's like winning the little lottery. That's a little life lottery for me.
That's my money. So again, setting the bar. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Got made an example of.
Oh, that's
and
harsh.
Had to turn in the $30 that he picked up off the floor at Walmart.
The Albany, Georgia Police Department posted this guy's picture from the security footage.
I know, and
on their like Facebook page, like shaming him publicly when he honestly was just like, "All right, sorry."
There could be, and there were fingers pointed at the police, like, "Hey." This didn't need to escalate to this level.
Seriously, yes. Right. This feels like much ado about nothing.
Right. So
like
again,
innocent mistakes. It's like, okay, someone claimed it. Great. Here you go.
Here you go. Here's your $30 back. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing that, then you're doing okay.
I'm pointing the fingers more at the police on this one.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You publicly shame this poor guy.
Yeah.
$30 thief.
A lot of people are. All right. So you can see that on 99.7. Today is one that you'll want to make sure that you catch up on the podcast because it's steeped in controversy.
There is much controversy.
A lot of controversy.
Local controversy, internet controversy.
Yes, all
cakes,
of that.
Oreos. Oh, snacks are really, like delicious treats are at the root of all the controversy.
Turtles. Dude knowledge questions.
Yes.
Yeah, all that. So a lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Tomorrow we are going to be out at the State Fair, so that's fun. Well, the show's not going to be out there because they don't open it early enough for us to be out there. But
yes,
after the show, we'll be out there. But
we'll hightail it over there.
Yeah.
We'll get over there as quickly after 10 a.m. as we can.
Yeah, so the main attraction for me
is finding this cake
is
in question.
Is finding the your favorite cake blue ribbon winner.
That is steeped in the controversy.
The Persian love cake with the, it's a cardamom cake. It's got pistachios on it.
I don't know what cardamom is.
I don't know how to describe the flavor. It's a good flavor. I like it. It's like a spice.
Mm. See, I live in a chocolate, vanilla, sometimes strawberry kind of a world. So would I like cardamom?
Yeah.
It sounds like no.
Knowing
is this like a pumpkin spice?
You know what?
More carrot cake lane?
You know what? I want to say maybe cardamom is a part of pumpkin spice, which, by the way, is out at Starbucks today.
They released their fall menu.
Yep, the PSLs are out.
It's officially fall.
Yep. So I want to say cardamom is kind of a fall flavor. So that could be maybe one of the flavors in a pumpkin spice.
But it's
maybe
only one layer. And that is where the controversy swirls
that's
around.
That's the controversy zone.
That's the lane
yeah,
we're
you
living
can,
in right
you
now.
You can visit all that.
It's against the rules.
WDJX.com. But yeah, Kentucky State Fair bound. That is tomorrow. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.